you are now running for city council. Wondering if you can just go into your reasons why. What is your motivation to be a city council member?
I've kind of threatened myself many times in the past to do it, but time has always been an issue. But I really feel like we're kind of at a critical mass point to where some really important decisions need to be made as far as securing a good future, not only for us, but for our kids. And I think that the spending habits have been a little too out there. So I would like to see the city kind of take a more conservative path in the way that they develop and what that's going to mean for us as the residents and the tax structure.
And we're going to get more into that in a little bit. Tell me a little bit about, you know, your background. What qualifications do you think you have that would make you a good city council member?
Well, I have not had any real formal involvement politically. I've stayed abreast of the issues and have been a concerned citizen. What drives me at this point is that I want to be in a position to not only voice my concerns, but actually have a vote when it comes down to making a difference. And I'm a family man. I've been here a long time, and I'm concerned about the future and what that holds for not only my ability to stay here, but my kids' ability to be able to afford to do that. And that's what is at the core of what I'm doing. And that's what I'd like to see secured. So as far as political qualifications, I have none. But my intent and my drive is to do something that's gonna establish a healthy core for the city so that it can be sustained and give an ability for families to stay together.
Can you kind of go into a little bit the core issues that you think are going to be important here that will impact this future that you're saying you would like to, you know, secure for your kids and for everyone else's?
Sure. Yeah. Well, obviously, the biggest thing we're facing right now is the budget and the deficit there. We have to decide how we can have something that is not only cost-effective but efficient in place so that the money that we collect and spend is done so to the greatest benefit of the community. I think there's a challenge there in determining what exactly, when we say essential, we have to be able to define what is essential to be able to perform an essential service. So there's certain costs there that I think that can be cut. It's all going to come down to the budget, because we can only spend what we can collect. And if the public is not willing to pay more, then we can't spend more. And so there's going to have to be some kind of common consensus of what that is, and then make the decisions on how we do it.
Do you have any specific goals that you have in mind that you'd like to see accomplished by the time you're finished with your term as city councilman, or in the time you're still there on the city council?
This is my home, and what I want to do is see a sustainable government that doesn't overburden its residents, and that's got to go through perpetuity, right? So I think that there might have to be a cultural shift in the way that, you know, we view how we spend money. The city at times would like to say that, you know, we like being a quaint little town, but we can't be a quaint little town and have these ideas of spending and creating $30 million buildings and $7 million buildings. Those services are important and critical, but I think we can do them at a much more reasonable cost. And in the end, the dollar stretches further. And that's what I'd like to see. We have a lot of other issues as far as our tax, the property taxes and how that's distributed and collected. And there's some disparities there, and that shifts the burden to a younger generation. And if in the end they can't afford to live here, what can we expect as far as a tax base in the future?
What are you going to be doing here in the next coming weeks to kind of prepare yourself for the race and get your name out there?
Well, there's all the committee meetings and the city council meetings that I'm going to be attending as much as I can. Some of them piggyback on top of each other, so it makes it a little more challenging to get to all of them. But I think that I'm going to make my presence known by going to some of the neighborhoods, and I'm going to do some door knocking. I mean, I've been here a long time. Like I said, I know a lot of people. Name recognition is not going to be an issue. It's just going to come down to being falling in line with what people want to see from their city. And if my message resonates with them, that's great. In the end, I mean, they'll either vote for me or they won't, right? And but the biggest thing for me is that they vote. I want people to vote. We're at a critical point, and their voice needs to be heard. They need to take ownership. And if in the end, whoever they put in there, they're going to have to back those decisions and live with the results.